This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Oh, the boys are back in town indeed, but Doc Brown is away again. Hugh Joseph with you. We do have a very, very super special guest joining as co-host today, filling in for Doc Brown. Who could it be? We'll give you a hint. Say something. Give it away.
Hello, you beautiful people.
Who could it be? Who could it be?
You build it up there, it's going to be really disappointing when they find out who it is.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Come on, mate. Jason Mazza, very well-known actor, all-round lovely, nice guy. Jason, he's been on the show before.
I have, yes.
He's been in many television and film things. You've seen him on screens and TVs and iPads and iPhones, wherever you want to watch him.
Yeah, none of them have probably seen me, but
not at all. How are you, man? Welcome back to the show for starters, and thank you so much for filling in for Doc.
No, don't be silly. Yeah, no, thank you for asking me. I suppose my only concern is I just hope it doesn't go so well that he hasn't got a job to come back to.
I just
hope the fans and we've gotten back Doc. Let's just have Jason every week. So,
wow,
you know, because he has set the he set the bar high. He's low. He set the bar low.
He set the bar pretty low. we do a rap about anything each week. So, guy up Pete from Pimlico, who's a friend of the show, has been filling in for Doc for the last couple of weeks.
So. Oh, so the pressure's high now. So I've got.
We're kind of just thinking maybe we're slowly fading him out.
Oh,
you know what I mean. So if you're going to be sitting on the other side of the desk, Pete from Pimlico's doing his raps on the other side of the phone.
I'm sure football will always have a place in the heart for Doc Brown.
Oh, of course they will. I mean, we should see what other stuff we can steal off him too during the show. If you've got any ideas what we should steal off Doc, tweet FUBAR Radio, email hdfubarradio.com.
Yeah, let us know. He's pretty good at everything, so let's just steal as much as we can off him.
How you been, man? Anyway, I've seen you've been busy. I know we've lucky to catch you for filling in for a few shows during for Feb, but you have been busy. I saw you've got some stuff already in pre-production for 2017 and working on stuff now and stuff coming out soon.
Yeah, it's been all right. I did a lovely gig last year for the BBC called Call the Midwife, which was really lovely, and that aired sort of the Sunday before, so that went mental because it's such a popular show, and that was sort of lovely. And then the end of last year I did a movie called Brotherhood, which is the third in a part of a trilogy to films called Kidulthood and Adulthood, which, believe it or not, now is 10 years old. And it was just sort of lovely to do that movie, really. And it's getting, you know, sometimes these British movies, they get made and no one really sees them, but this is getting a massive release. So hopefully that'll be out in the summer. But now I've got a little bit of free time and get to come and have some fun with you lot.
Amazing. How's the year been going for you so far as well? Because I know we were just talking before about your book that you've read that's changed your life.
Yeah.
Changed your life.
Yeah, I've suddenly got all highbrow. I read this book called The 4-Hour Working Week, which I recommend to anyone. It's basically just don't do any work. No, the idea behind it is sort of just to sort of streamline your life and basically enables you to do more. So far January has been a hit, but yeah, I recommend that. It's by Tim Ferriss and it's well worth a read. It's called The 4-Hour Working Week, so it's good fun.
Lovely. Well, I'm glad to hear your life's going so well. Coming up next, I did want to do something for you because I thought there might be another way, because I know you're very, very focused in here on how can I be the best Jason Mazza. Got a little idea up next, so we want to run past you, see if we can just maybe help.
Fantastic, I'm all
see
over
if we
it.
Get on board. Beautiful. It's the Tuesday Roundup on FUBAR. He's KDB. Very nice. It's KDB. Honey, that one. On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got actor, all-round super legend, Jason Mazza, filling in for Doc Brown for all of February, I do believe.
Yeah, I'm going to be here for
a few
weeks. Yeah.
We trapped you for quite for a while.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
I know.
Mental.
This is great. Really, really, really get to know each other very, very well over this next month.
For sure. You're going to learn everything about me. It's going to be fun.
Because I really don't know a lot about you. Because even last time when you came in on the show with me and Doc as a guest.
Yes.
We it was still very much like interviewee format like, hey.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. But I don't know a lot about you.
Yeah.
A lot about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Essex.
Are you?
Yeah. So I was born in East London, but I live out in. I live in Essex, which is fun. Yep. You know, it's got a bit of a bad rep, Essex. But I'm, yeah, you know, Towie and all that nonsense. I enjoy it out there, and I get to sort of do the best of both worlds. Really, I'm in London most of the time working.
Yeah.
And then home in Essex.
Oh, brilliant! Oh, so you're still out there now? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, wicked! And what, have you got all your family and friends and all that sort of stuff?
Family are out there. Yeah, and I've got I'm lucky really. I've got quite a big family. I've got my mum, my dad, my nan, granddad's a lot, aunties, uncles a lot out there. So
brilliant.
They're all out there. We've taken over.
Do they pry? Is it like one of those things where it's like what's that TV show where something about Raymond? Everyone loves Raymond.
Yeah.
And the parents always come over.
Yeah.
Is it like that?
It can get a little bit like that, but it's done with the best intent. Like Gavin and Stacey is a really good example of that. They all want to be involved in the relationships of the boyfriends and the girlfriends and all that. Yeah.
Right. Are you in a relationship? Are you girlfriend, boyfriend?
No, I'm currently single.
Really?
To be honest, that is probably the only reason I've come on the show, really, hoping.
I'm taken. Sorry, dude. Sorry to disappoint you right now.
It was either this or take me out, and I just sort of figured. I just sort of figured that I've got people say I've got a face for radio, so I thought the possibility of me trying to pull would dramatically improve being here.
I reckon take me out probably might have been a better option. I don't know.
I don't know.
You've got like 20-25 babes in front of you all going, yeah, I'll go on a date with you, and you're sitting next to
a that's on the assumption they go, yeah, I'll go on a date with you. But what happens if they go, do.
Come on, mate. You're a famous actor. They're all gonna want it. They're all gonna want peace, mate. They're all gonna want. Producer Laura, should we maybe turn this into an episode of Take Me Out? Should we let's get Jason a date? Yeah, I've got the go ahead in the earphones. This is great. Okay,
I think we should.
I think what we need to do. Let's start off by tweeting out a picture, kind of like a headshot. They call it, and that headshot of Jason, and we'll tweet it out on our FUBAR at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah,
and hit us up. You want to go out on a date? We will send you on a date with Jason Mazza.
It could get really awkward if we get no one. Like no one's like no
we
chance.
We definitely get someone. What do you look for? What do you look for in someone? I fucking love love, by the way. So you came to the right place, buddy.
Okay, you love love. That's good. What do I look for? Bum. No, I'm joking.
Really?
No.
Have you got one? If you don't,
yeah. If you haven't
you're
got a bum,
really then bad breath.
Yeah,
probably.
I think. They've got to be fun.
Yep.
That's a definite.
All right.
I'm thinking. You gotta like dogs. I've got a theory that if you're not into dogs, then I'm, you know, it's a bit of a cold heart. So you've got to be sort of an animal lover.
Yeah.
And I'm not massive. Like I'm like 5'10". So if you're small, then that helps.
You're massive to me, buddy. I think I'm 5'9", maybe even less. You're big to me, fella.
We're
don't
both bigger than Tom Cruise, so that's...
thank you very much. This is great. This is very exciting. I do love this. I haven't had... People don't really trust me around here to play matchmaker, because I've done it a few times before. And
How's it gone?
It's been amazing for me.
Have you got...
It's been amazing for me.
I was really hoping you could be able to tell me, like, I'll put so-and-so together.
No, it's gone pretty good. Like, I've one of the bosses here, Natalie King, I've set her up with a random French guy who worked in another office. Didn't really work out.
You tried.
Sarah Love, we used to do the Saturday shows together, the Tuesday show she does Mondays now. I tried to set her up with Michael Payne.
Yeah?
Yep. Didn't go very well.
Damn it.
Didn't go very well.
Okay, so I'm not hopeful or expectant, but, you know, we'll see. And I'm thinking Cheeky Nando's.
Cheeky Nando's!
So
that is perfect!
Listen.
Oh, I like you, friend.
No,
I like you.
No expense spared on this date, let me tell you.
Amazing. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Who is going to be the lucky guy, girl, animal, whatever you pick? Totally up to you.
I'll be Jason honest, Mazza. If you're a guy, you've got less of a chance.
You got less of a
I'll
chance.
I'll be honest.
What if you were like a male bear, something like that, if you was an animal as well?
Listen, David Beckham's a beautiful man. If David tweets us and says, look, Maz, I fancy a date, I'm up for it. But But you've got less of a chance, I'd say, if you're male.
Fair enough.
More if you're female.
I'm very excited about this. We are here at FUBAR. We are going to find you help. We're going to help you find love, Jason Mazza.
We've got 4 weeks. So
see how many
weeks.
Days.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do this.
That is so good. All right, cool. So that's good. We find out. We'll let that sit on the burner. We'll let that one sit on the burner. Tell me about Essex as well. What was it like?
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.